Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today we're going to finish off with a little bit of information on our cinnamon and honey that we were talking about on a different program, because cinnamon and honey is excellent for a lot of diseases that a lot of our family members and our tribal members and our friends may be afflicted with. And so cinnamon and honey is one of the best remedies that were taught by our ancestors and by our own reading and our lengthy looking at how we can help ourselves naturally like our ancestors lived, because we want to live a lot healthier and a lot more with nature and less with our Western medications and our processed foods. And that's what our program's all about, is just trying to get back to the basics in nature and what our ancestors taught us and what keeps us healthy and what keeps us alive and keeps us refreshed and keeps us grounded with nature and sharing our world and our energy, because that's what's going to keep us healthy. So cinnamon and honey is really good for weight loss, because it's going to help you reduce your weight and kind of help maintain that high calorie diet by not allowing the fat to accumulate within our bodies. And so this is going to help keep out our toxins and help us just get rid of a lot of fatty substances that would cling on to our bodies. And so we want to drink our cinnamon powder and honey right before we go to sleep, so it kind of cleanses our system when we're sleeping. How about cancer? Cancer of the stomach and the bones have been cured successfully, so a study says. And if you take 1 tablespoon of honey with 1 teaspoon of cinnamon powder 3 times a day for 1 month, and we see how this reacts with our body and see if you feel a different boost. And always consult your healthcare professionals and your healthcare providers, because you don't want anything to contraindicate anything that you have going on already in your healthcare system. So always make sure you double check with your providers and double check with your herbalist and double check with your healer and your double check with your caregivers, so that you know what's going on. What about fatigue? We all get tired and we all get lethargic. And sometimes when we get so tired and lethargic, we'll have a tendency to lay down on the sofa. And then we're kind of tired and lethargic the next day, so we lay down on the sofa again. And then your body starts to feel and you start to think, God, I'm kind of lethargic every day. Well, this is what we need. We need some cinnamon and honey to boost our fatigue. Very helpful and very strengthening in the body. And when senior citizens and our elders take honey and cinnamon powder in equal parts, they're more alert and more flexible. And 1/2 tablespoon of honey taken in a glass of water and sprinkled with cinnamon powder really boosts the vitality of the body and starts to decrease any of the fatigue that we're feeling and boosts our energy. Bad breath? Gargle with 1 teaspoon of honey and cinnamon mixed with hot water. And so the breath is going to stay fresh throughout the entire day. And our toothaches. Toothaches and cinnamon powder paste 5 teaspoons of honey and apply on the aching tooth. And you may apply this up to 3 times a day until the tooth stops aching. And so that is excellent. And I'm always boosting the bear oil, because bear oil is excellent. I had talked before about that I had strep throat, and it kind of always progresses up into an ear infection for me. And I did the bear oil, and about 24 hours later, I actually was right back down to exactly what I felt when it was starting. And the bear oil actually took away the pain too. I'm not going to say it was 100% taken away, but it actually decreased the pain. So when you have a child with strep throat or with ear infection, this bear oil is actually really helpful. And our ancestors will tell you this time after time after time, that bear oil is 100% a soft tissue healer. And I can vouch for this with my earache and my strep throat, because it definitely helped me in this, not only once, but twice in the last 5 years. And so I really love our herbal remedies and our ancestors' teachings. And I love bear oil. you know, I'm Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. And these healing factors with their herbal plants and our traditional teachings and our bear oil have just been a real blessing to my body and a real blessing to my friends too, who have gotten rid of some items on their bodies that they didn't care for, warts or moles or skin tags. And so these herbal remedies are fantastic. And keeping up with our honey really has a whole treasure chest of nutrition and medicinal values, and has been just used for centuries. A tablespoon of raw honey contains 64 calories and is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and sodium-free. It also contains 80% carbohydrates, 18% water, and 2% vitamin, minerals, and amino acids. There is a warning that about honey with infants, so we'll just kind of take that into consideration with their digestive tracts. And if we take honey responsibly, we're going to reap the numerous health benefits. So it alleviates allergies, and we all know this. And one of the deals is that when you get your honey, get it from your local honey mart. You know, if you can get it and you have somebody that actually produces honey in your area, that is the best for you, because those bees are taking everything in within your own area. And that's going to help your allergies in your state, in your area, whether you live down south in northern Minnesota or maybe in the Twin Cities. And we all have different allergies. So trying to take the honey from your own area is what's going to help you the best. And what it does is after repeated exposure, you're going to build up these antibodies in the body and becomes accustomed to the presence, so that less histamine is released, resulting in lesser allergic reactions. And that's what we want our body to do naturally, and honey is going to help us with that naturally. It's an all-natural energy drink. The natural unprocessed sugar, fructose, and glucose goes into our bloodstream quickly and just really helps us get an extra boost of energy for our workouts and for longer endurance exercises, or just making it through the day. And our office jobs is excellent. And we have an extra tip for our workout session. One of the benefits is it can help produce muscle mass. And so having a little bit of this honey in your workout regime is going to help you build muscle mass if that is your goal. How about boosting your memory? Honey is excellent for boosting our memory. And as we're getting older and older, maybe we get some dementia, we start to get Alzheimer's, or we just start to lose our memory in general. And honey's going to help that. That's going to help us intake the minerals and vitamins that honey carries and just keep our mental state just a little bit healthier and our memory just a little bit stronger. And especially for women, when we're going through our postmenopausal and we're having some memory issues and intellectual decline. So we can add a little bit more honey to our daily intake. Cough suppressant helps with sore throats and coughing, and is also a sleep aid, and it helps us with our moods and our happiness, which is also going to help us release serotonin and help us kind of get more aid for our sleepless nights. And when we do this, our serotonin is then converted into melatonin, because it goes from honey to the serotonin, then to the melatonin, and the melatonin is what's going to help us sleep. And so that's the hormone that we really want, and we want regular sleep patterns because that is healthy for us. Treating dandruff, just you can let some honey and leave it on your hair for 3 hours before rinsing, and it's going to help with itching and scaling. It also is great for treating wounds and burns, and applying a topical application of honey is just excellent. So honey is just a blessing. And you know, we never know. We know it's great. We're saving the bees from the dying, and so the society that we live in with our climate controls and our issues and our pesticides. And so honey is very important to us. So let's give a boost to our bees and give a boost to our own immune system with some honey. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time. Traditional medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.